WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
I probably can't describe the weather so far this year in a single word, but it is my personal observation that there sure have been a number of derechos. So what is a derecho? It is a widespread severe wind event resulting from persistent and violent outflow from an MCS or mesoscale convective system. The word derecho was coined by Dr. Gustavus Hinriches, a physics professor at the University of Iowa, in a paper published in the American Meteorological Journal in 1888. He chose this term for thunderstorm-induced straight-line wind as an analog to the word tornado. Derecho derives from a Spanish word which can be defined as direct or straight ahead, while tornado is thought by some to have been derived from the Spanish word tornar, which means to turn. The derecho environment includes dry mid-level wind that are ingested into a squall line or a segment of a squall line. The forward motion of the storm, along with an intense downdraft produced by negative buoyancy via evaporative cooling, brings down momentum from the mid-levels of the storm to the surface. The wind is considered severe if wind speeds reach or exceed 50 knots or 58 miles an hour. In a derecho, severe wind may encompass a distance of at least 250 miles, either ahead of or along a squall line MCS. The length of time the severe wind lasts can be particularly long. While a severe thunderstorm may produce severe convective wind gusts that last for several minutes at a point location, wind from a derecho can last 30 minutes and sometimes much longer. Derechos are tracked using radar and severe weather reports while they are occurring. On radar, derechos can often appear as bowed storms, though I think most meteorologists would differentiate between everyday bow echoes and derechos based on the duration of the events. How strong can derechos become? As a derecho roared through northern Wisconsin on July 4, 1977, wind speeds of 115 miles an hour were recorded. More recently, the derecho which swept across Wisconsin and lower Michigan during the early morning hours of May 31, 1998, produced a measured wind gust to 128 miles an hour in eastern Wisconsin and estimated wind gusts up to 130 miles an hour in lower Michigan. There are three types of derechos. One type is called a serial derecho because it is produced by multiple bow echoes embedded in an extensive squall line, typically many hundreds of miles long, that sweeps across a very large area, both wide and long. The second type of derecho is called a progressive derecho since it is associated with a relatively short line of thunderstorms on the order of 40 to 250 miles in length, which may at times take the shape of a single bow echo, particularly in the early stages of development. The third type of derecho is the hybrid and may have mixed characteristics of both a progressive and a serial nature. If J.B. Elliott were a derecho, I'm sure he would be a hybrid. Got a weather question? Drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.